We basically walk onto a farm and help them do what we call operational tracking.
Tracy Wiedmeyer, co-founder and CEO of GRIP, that's GRIP with two P's, says they started out by collecting maintenance information on combines, trucks, and tractors.
Quickly, farmers said, hey, we have trouble tracking everything that we own. It's not just the power units, it's inventory, fuel, seed bins, pivots, you name it. And so what we essentially do is put a QR code on anything you want to track and make it dead simple for the operator to scan that, access history, log issues, fill out checklists, DOT information, all sorts of things. And then what's unique about us is every one of those items has a conversation thread with it.
And that conversation thread can live in one place instead of in someone's text messages that might get lost with their grocery list or whatever else.
A lot of times you go onto a farm, especially if there's bilingual folks, they've been admiring these issues for a long time. And so now they scan, take a picture in their native language, describe what's going on, put their phone away. That notification goes to somebody who can actually fix it instead of like, hey, I've texted this to the boss so many times it gets lost in a sea of text and nothing happens. Now I'm frustrated.
Wiedmeyer says one of the biggest issues GRIP has helped with is parts inventory.
You don't necessarily think that's a big issue. It's such a frustration because every farm has a mezzanine with $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 worth of parts if you're the big guy, but they never know how much is in there. So they send one guy in over Christmas, try to log everything because they're going to buy a ton of stuff in January. And so we help them scan that UPC with their phone, track it in, track it out. At any point, they can look up inventory and it's there for them.
GRIP won $100,000 in American Farm Bureau's Ag Innovation Challenge last year. You can learn more about GRIP at grip.ag. Again, that's GRIP with two P's. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.